The slowdown is moving markets at home. The CSI 300 index of large Chinese stocks fell by 4% in the week after August 10th. And abroad, the price of iron ore has slumped by more than 20% since the end of last month. Copper has fallen by more than 5%. China's tough stance will also prevent any revival of foreign travel. That is bad news for places like Thailand, which relied on Chinese visitors for almost 30% of its tourist receipts before the pandemic. China's fight against Delta will be costly, but it is also proving successful. New local infections, excluding imported cases, dropped to just 6 on August 16th. The outbreak has started to narrow in scope as well as scale. 134 neighbourhoods remained at risk by the government's reckoning, down from 224 on August 10th. China has both an unusual ability to contain Delta outbreaks and a strong incentive to do so. It lacks two of the characteristics that have allowed other countries to tolerate an otherwise disturbing rate of Delta infections. Relatively few of China's people have caught COVID-19 in the past. As a consequence, few have any natural immunity to the disease. And although a respectable percentage of the population has received two jabs, over 55% according to the government, China's vaccines appear less effective than Western versions. The share of China's population that enjoys some kind of immunity is lower than India's or even Indonesia's, according to Goldman Sachs, even though its vaccination rate is far higher. If China were to drop its defences and tolerate the infection rates common in America and Europe, the number of people suffering from severe illness could rise to alarming levels. China is unusually good at fighting Delta, and it needs to be. Having failed to fail against previous waves of the disease, it is now obliged to succeed again.